ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Josh Jordan 975. Andrew, what's yours again? It's at Carlson Radio?
Yes, sir.
I got it remembered. All right. Nice. AJ is off today. Had some eye issues to deal with. He'll be back tomorrow when we broadcast live from the Courtyard Marriott downtown. And we will be on right after the Astros game. So if you're going to the Astros game, swing by afterwards. Have a drink with us. I might even hang around for a couple afterwards. So if you're not listening, make sure you don't watch the Astros game, but you listen to it because it'll be on 97.5. So you want to check that out. And we'll jump on the air as soon as it's over, probably 4:30, 4:35. But 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. You can also get on the text line. You can get on the Twitch channel if you want. As we're in studio, Josh Jordan filling in for AJ and Andrew Carlson filling in for Aaron, who is back in town but was also really busy today with other stuff. We've kind of got everybody going around. But so far, I got to say, Andrew's playing. He's throwing a perfect game here.
Yeah. He's a good producer, man. I get to see it every Sunday.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't. I only get to hear when he's on with you guys, and I get to hear when he's on with Glenn Davis. And he participates a little more on the Glenn Davis show because he's a soccer hound.
He is. And, you know, we've been on location the last few shows, so it's a little harder to talk back and forth, you know, when you're on location. You know how that goes.
Well, I didn't realize it was supposed to rain today. So people are getting rained on out there. It's not here, but I can hear the thunder. So be careful, guys, because you know how people drive when it's raining. They're idiots, so just relax. And we will get you home in one piece. At least that's the goal. Steven, the weather guy, just tweeted that our first cool front coming next week said this may be one of our last sea breeze storms for the year as it blows across the city, and he shows the map there. Yeah, I saw that we're going to have a cool front. It's going to be in the 80s instead of the 90s. Woo. I don't remember it being like this. I always remembered, to me, it was always like right around OU Texas weekend is when it got really cool.
Yeah.
So it's not here yet. So maybe that'll still happen. Or maybe the world's just going to go up in flames. So, man, they got Alien Week is going on right now on History Channel. So I'm getting all these notifications about, hey, this is going to be on. I admit it's one of my dirty little secrets. I just love Ancient Aliens. It's the dumbest show ever. Like they tweeted out, what do we know about this famous image of what is believed to be the Loch Ness Monster? They're going to try and explain the Loch Ness Monster on Ancient Aliens. Can't wait. One of the things I wanted to get to here, the big lead ranked all the quarterbacks based on performance so far this season. Okay?
Okay.
And I'll just throw out a few from the bottom. Basically, all three of the Redskins quarterbacks are 32.
Rightfully so.
Luke Falk is 31 since Darnold's been out. Josh Rosen, 30. Some pretty big names in the next three. 29, Mitch Trubisky. 28, Kirk Cousins. 27, Jose Flacco.
That's fair, man. You know, I kind of liked Mitch Trubisky coming out of North Carolina, and I thought he looked okay last year, but he's just been a big disappointment this year.
I didn't like him when they drafted him, but then I watched him play, you know, even his rookie year. It's like, man, the guy looks the part.
Yeah.
And then he got a good coach, and he just hasn't panned out. They have Jared Goff, 22, but they say he's basically been average. He's 20th in completion percentage, 25th in passer rating, 18th in TD passes, and leads the league in interceptions.
You have to wonder if that blueprint that the Patriots put together for the Super Bowl, if a lot of other teams are using the same thing.
That happens a lot with young quarterbacks. If you go back and historically look at what Bill Belichick does to them, and then other teams start doing it. But I think he'll adjust. Just Marcus Mariota comes in number 16 as we start getting into the AFC South. Number 14, Gardner Minshew.
He was a lot higher ranked on this list than I anticipated.
Well, it's just based on this what they've done so far. It's not, you know, what they think they're going to be or
okay.
Yeah, it's just what, and then he's one spot below Deshaun Watson.
That's crazy to me. What do you think about that? I think that's a little disrespectful to Deshaun. I don't think he's been that bad.
Basically, he's 12th in quarterback rating, 16th in completion percentage, 18th in passing yards. He's been sacked 18 times. So he's also thrown 6 touchdowns with only 1 pick, but I think 13's fair. Carson Wentz, 12. Jacoby Brissett, 11. So he's playing really well and taking care of the football. The rest of his numbers aren't incredibly impressive. One spot below Tom Brady at 10. So Kyle Allen is number 8 on the list.
Of course he is.
Well, again, they're just going on this year.
He's had 2 pretty good games.
And just for your top 5, Pat Mahomes, shocker, number 1. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson, 2. Come back to me in 3 weeks. I think he's going to be 15. Russell Wilson, 3. Dak, number 4. And Phillip Rivers, 5.
Those top 4 almost feel like just who the top fantasy quarterbacks are with those guys. He just listed with Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. So that doesn't surprise me a lot. Phil Rivers being that high does surprise me a little bit.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. They just haven't been able to close out games. And he got a free throw when they played the Dolphins. 713 kind of nails it. Says, doesn't Ancient Aliens seem like a whole bunch of nonfiction writers got together and started believing their own stories? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't buy into any of it. I just find it fascinating that they take stories. Boy, there's another big thunder boomer. It must be getting bad out there. Andrew, can you see from... Because we can't see anything here.
It doesn't look too bad right now.
Okay, so it's just the thunder?
It cool. Sounds worse than it is.
All right. That's what I try to tell my wife. I just thought it was interesting that they ranked them so far, and this is what they come up with. I have a non-sports thing for you because we've been a little sportsy.
Let's do it.
Did you know that there's a website that you can go to and punch in your zip code and it tells you everything about it? It's called Explore Your Neighborhood, and then it describes it, what your neighborhood's like. You just go in and you can pick 2 topics. So I put mine in. You can go on population density, median age, monthly credit card charges, online banking users, college football viewers, manufacturing workforce, graduate and professional degrees, and financial optimists. So I'm going to take median age and graduate professional degrees for my zip code.
Okay.
And see where that takes me. But because I did medium income earlier, apparently we're not riches.
No.
No, medium income was 38 grand.
Wow.
Yeah. So, median age, 33.6. So.
Well, that explains the income being a little lower.
Yeah, I guess. And then, graduate and professional degrees, between 6 and 12%.
Oof. So you're smarter than all your neighbors, you're telling me.
No, I just had more schooling. Didn't we just discuss that?
Touche.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird. I don't know what it really tells me, but I just thought it was kind of cool that you can look up any zip code in America and it'll give you that information.
Kind of scary, right?
Well, like they already know everything about you.
They really do. Have you seen that thing where like you don't really need to do your property tax or your income taxes? Like the government already knows what you make. So I find that funny. It's like I think they just keep it going so that, you know, CPAs stay in business. But it's amazing that they know what you should be paying in taxes, but they asked you to put it together first and send it to them and let them check it for you.
Yeah, I wish that I really wish if they know that, why don't you just tell us?
Yeah.
It's like, here, this is what you owe or this is what we owe you. But I also don't really trust them if I'm getting money back.
Right.
I mean, I hate to say it because who does trust the government? I kind of want my own person saying, oh, you should get X amount of money back. I guess that's why it is.
Yeah.
Because it's not like they don't make mistakes. I don't know. I finally just got out of a monster hole with the IRS, so I really don't want to say anything bad about them.
They're great people.
Oh, yeah. There's tremendous people. They're the best. There's good and bad people on both sides. I just got them paid off last month. From 2006.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So
Do you throw a little party? Like guys throw like a divorce party or something like that?
No, basically just it's that money is going into savings now. So, but it was yeah, it's been a long run to get out from under that, and it's a long story about a big difference of opinion on how much I actually made and in gambling 1 year, and what they wouldn't let me deduct what I spent. Just I don't want to get into it.
Must have been a good year.
Yeah, it was a good year. It was the best year I ever had. So he says there's a website where you can type in a cell phone number and you get that person's address. It's also free. Send me that link, because I've got some texters that I would love to just find out exactly where they are. Maybe even call them out by name.
I like where this is going.
Not really. I wouldn't do that, no matter how big of a turds they are. Okay, what's the most food you've ever eaten in one sitting?
Oh, man. It's got to be just a ton of wings or maybe going to like CC's or... you know, something like that in college, knocking out a pizza or something like that. That's probably about it.
AJ and I did 100 wings one day.
Ooh, a piece?
No, it was total. Okay. Between two of us. I'll just say I did not eat wings again for about a year after that. It took me a while. Andrew, have you ever done any challenge or anything like that, silly?
Sober or under the influence of something?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
Yeah.
I'm sure I think there was one night I knocked back like a whole pizza and about a carton of ice cream in college.
Well, in college you're supposed to do that.
I feel like that almost doesn't count.
Yeah, that's kind of everybody did that in college, and plus your metabolism hasn't caught up yet. Wait till you get old. Well, apparently Andy Reid, I don't know if you saw the story with David Fleming. He basically did a Andy Reid history this week, and it has a story from Steve Mariucci where Reid and Mariucci went to get steak one night. They both ordered a 40-ounce steak. And he says, the girl comes out and tells us, if we eat this thing in under an hour, you get your picture on the wall and a chef's hat. Andy finished his in 19 minutes.
He's a pro.
Mariucci got his in 30.
Really?
I can't even imagine a 40-ounce steak. Like, I can barely get through an 8-ounce steak.
Yeah, that's what I order is like 8.
Yeah. But I'm just kind of curious. Do you guys think you could eat a 40-ounce steak in less than an hour?
I think so. I've done a 24-ounce ribeye in like 10, 12 minutes. So
damn. Yeah, you could do it.
I might be able to do it.
See, that's the secret. You got to do it within that first 20 minutes, because then after that, your stomach starts sending messages to your brain, you know, saying that you're full. So that's the secret. Andy Reid's got the right idea. I don't know if you ever watched those shows, Man vs. Food, you know, on the Travel Channel and stuff like that. And, you know, they go in and they have to either eat something really spicy or a whole bunch of something. And that seems to be the key. Just eat as fast as you can for that first 20 minutes.
Yeah, somebody says 75 McDonald's nuggets and large fries.
Oh, we once ordered 40 of the two tacos for 99 cents at Jack in the Box one night.
Okay.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, that's very professional.
We had to wait there for a while.
Yeah.
Two in the morning in the drive-thru.
Well, you know what? If you need more money for 2 a.m. in the drive-thru, go to my friends at Lightstream.com. If your credit card bills are stressing you out because you got too many of them, well, if you got good credit, here's what they can do. You can pay off your credit card balances and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. And that's much lower than the national average or interest rate of over 20% APR. Plus, the rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. The online application is quick and easy. You can apply right from your phone. Listen, if you got good credit, they think you deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Just for the Blitzers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No AJ today. on the injured list. One day call up for Josh Jordan, doing just fine. Although he's now winded from having to run down the stairs.
Little bit. Little bit.
You came up here panning. Dude, we got to get you in the gym, man.
No doubt about
it. So you had to run down two flights of stairs and then back up two flights of stairs because why?
Well, we had that little storm come through here, and I have a truck bed that has the little top on it. So the wind blew the top of my truck bed up, and it was all raining in there, so I had to run down and close it real quick.
Ah. So, well, you survived. You're back.
I am back.
Kind of been funny if you'd have heart attacked on the way back up here.
That could have been pretty bad, actually.
Yeah, because then who am I bringing in to finish the show?
Yeah, it's getting pretty thin.
That's a Fred in the intern's hour.
Yeah, right?
Oh, no, Andrew, you're next, bud. You're going to have to pull somebody in there, and then you'll be filling in. Well, Todd could do it.
That's we get Todd
in here. Yeah, we'll get Todd in here doing the show. So if you die, which you know, he is kind of clutching his left arm here after running down those stairs, then Todd's up next. Yeah, somebody said, I thought I remembered American Pie pretty well. Who the hell is Nova? I don't remember.
I think his name's Chris Klein is okay. The name of the actor.
So is that you?
Whatever.
Hey, listen, you should be happy to be compared to an actor because every time I get compared to an actor, it's the guy who's a pedophile.
It's not good for anybody.
No, that's a negative. And they might be right that the guy looks like me, but, you know, I'm really uncomfortable with that.
I can imagine.
I don't want to be compared to pedophiles.
No.
You know, I'm creepy enough as it is.
You want to hear a bad comparison? Trey compared me to Bill Cosby a couple weekends ago.
What did you do to him?
I didn't do anything.
Did you give him something to drink?
I was.
And then
he
woke up with a sore butt? Is that what happened?
I was tossing a football around and I dropped it while I was talking to him. I was like, sorry, man, I've got fidgety hands. He's like, oh, you and Bill Cosby. And I was just like, what? No.
Yeah, how is that even, for one thing, I don't get it at all why I went Bill Cosby, but then again, he also plays Madden 2006. But, yeah, there's certain people you don't want to be compared to. Like Harvey Weinstein. Let's just, you know, hashtag YoTambien. No, I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be compared to that. I don't want to be compared to actors who are pedophiles. You don't want to be compared to Bill Cosby. You want to be compared to somebody majestic.
Who do you want to be compared to?
Donald Trump.
There you go. Talk about some power, some money. It could be worse.
I would like to be compared to Donald Trump.
There you go.
He's. I think the way he got the election was pure brilliance. And I wish he'd quit tweeting. Yeah. Compare me to him. That's fine.
Fred, you've become very famous, yeah. I have to tell you.
He's right. He's right.
Were you talking to yourself right there? That was impressive.
No. And no, I do not want to be compared to Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
So.
I could see that.
And pointing out Madden 07, not 06. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. So he was Oz, or Ostricher was his name.
Yeah.
All I know is a girl in there that was so hot that he went too fast with.
Two times.
Was Tiffany Michelle, who wound up going on to be a pretty good poker player and still hot. And from Texas, by the way.
There you have
it. So I always had a little thing for her.
A lot of good scenes from American Pie.
That's why I'm going to have to go back and watch that again. It's been a long time. So 713-780-ESPN, if you wish to get in today, 713-780-3776. We might work in a couple phone calls because it is a Thursday, and now's the best time because we'll have Brad Powers coming up at 6, and that kind of most of the 6 o'clock hour will be devoted to college football gambling, and then we'll have Rafael Esparza at 6:30. We'll ask him about the NFL game tonight, as well as a couple of other things. Man, I wanted to save this for AJ, but you know, we're probably not going to get to it tomorrow with a short show. I don't know if you heard us talking last week about all the scooters in L.A. Where do you guys come down on scooters?
Are like the ones where you can get on and take them for a ride and then you can just kind of
leave
them?
You can just leave them anywhere, yeah.
Didn't South Park do a thing on that? I think they did, but I don't know. I mean, I guess it makes sense. I mean, traffic is horrible there, so I understand why they're looking for other ways to get around.
They're pretty fun. I enjoy them.
Yeah, well, you're young. That's cool. They're starting to invade us here because there's a lady who I see go to work every morning, mm-hmm, in the bike lane down my road who's on one of those. And I think they're a menace to pedestrians. And between those, and again, LA is, it's so freaking crowded. Like driving, forget driving. And it took me an hour and a half to get 7.5 miles in an Uber.
Ugh, and you just got back, so yeah.
Yeah, so, but we were making fun of these scooters. And then the next day, AJ and Nick get out there on them, and now they're pro scooter. And they're all about it. And it's like, oh, yeah, we did this. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not getting on them. But apparently, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Of course.
59-year-old Randall Thomas Williams of Fort Lauderdale was arrested because he was going around, and apparently he cut the brakes on them. Which, okay, that's a little dangerous. I mean, I get if you don't like them, then, you know, maybe you just bitch about them. You don't go cut the brakes.
No.
Because I don't want anybody dying, even if it is annoying. Yeah, you know what? It's less annoying than going into the casino and having to deal with old people on scooters. I will say, you know, these scooters, annoying, those scooters, ridiculous.
That's more annoying. It always makes me think of the movie Swingers, you know, when they go to Old Vegas and they got all the old people in the casino. Mm. The guy with the do-rag sitting at the cheap blackjack table and the chick with the long ash hanging off her cigarette.
Yeah, well, it was really bad when I was out there, and you guess you would expect it, for the senior tournament. Those guys were everywhere, and there's 6,000 people trying to go to dinner the first night, and they'll just run right over you. They don't care. Yeah. And most of them, I'm going to tell you, don't need those things. They're just lazy.
Finessing the system,
now, there's
are
a
they?
Few who did. And to them, fine. But they also know how to drive them. They weren't trying to hit people. But just because you're a little fat, it doesn't mean you get to drive around the casino on that thing. Squeezing a call. Justin, what's up?
Hey, quick question. I guess kind of a comparison. I always value y'all's opinion on the Blitz and also on the Bench. That's my two main shows I listen to. And I called Granado and Lance this morning and kind of asked them the same thing. And I want your opinion on the Bucks. I'm a Bucks fan, been a Bucks fan for a long time, you know, through the good and the bad, which has been bad for a very long time. And on the national shows, they're talking about how the Bucks are better than everybody thinks they are, that everybody's sleeping on them. So, where do they match up against the Saints? Will that be like another test for them to see if they really are who they say they are? You know, are they better than what everybody thinks they really are? Are they going to be better? You know, what's your opinion on that?
Well, I haven't changed my opinion on them too much because really the Rams win was a nice win, but so far I love the Bruce Arians hire. If anybody's going to get something out of Jameis Winston, it's going to be this guy. And I think that's the whole key is can he fix Jameis Winston? And if he can, they're a pretty good team. They're not a great team, but that doesn't mean they can't go in and beat a Saints team that doesn't have Drew Brees either. And they beat him last year in the opener when Fitzmagic went off. But as far as better than people think, it depends on the people. I think last year I had them as a playoff team. They were a disaster. And so there's always the kind of classic overreaction. But I do like the coaching change. I do think Arians is a good coach, and I think he can fix Winston if anybody can. And if he can't, then I think that's a big issue for you in the offseason. So to answer your question, I think they can be an 8-8, 9-7 type team.
I think he should be a little bit hopeful. I thought it was interesting. Carson Palmer talked about kind of, you know, the struggles Jameis was getting off to early this year. And Carson said, like, this new system with Bruce Arians, it took him a while to figure it out. It's a little complicated. So he said he really expected, you know, Winston to really start improving as the season went along. And I think we're starting to see that. So maybe this continues. Maybe it's just taking a little while to get used to the new system, and he's going to play a little bit. He has the big arm, and, you know, Bruce loves to push the ball down the field. He's got some great receivers in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like him better now than I did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and that's the thing with the new coach. You want to see progress. You want to see a team get better week after week after week. And so far, that's what it looks like. So we'll see how it plays out. But that division's tough. And the Panthers are no joke. The Falcons right now are a mess, so I don't know what they're going to be. But I think I could see him winning 9 games with that team if everything goes right and they continue to improve. 713 says, I know you said you don't like SMU minus 13.5. What do you think of the over at 65? If I had a play on it, it would be the over. So I think there will be enough points. Greg said, how about being compared to Doug Marrone? I'll take that.
That's not bad.
I admit, I had the costume. We wound up not going, but I had the Halloween costume last year with the Jags hat and the Jags hoodie and the sunglasses. It was pretty good.
You could break it out again. We're already in October.
I'm going to give you guys some advice, all right? This is for both of you. Don't ever get old because time just starts flying by. I can't believe it's bleeping October.
I know.
Well, part of it is because it's still 150 freaking degrees outside.
Yes.
But we're in the fourth quarter of 2019. It's ridiculous. And I don't know if it's time flies when you're having fun, because I'm having fun, but I kind of want time to slow down because I don't have as much of it left as you knuckleheads do. So I want it to slow down a little bit, which is why I have to smoke more weed, because then everything just sort of slows down.
Time is a flat circle,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Actually, I kind of wish that every day would be like that hour before the noon kickoff on Sunday.
Oh, it's the best.
Because that's the longest hour of the week, man. Well, you're on air, so that doesn't count.
It's true.
Yeah, you guys are both on air. But for those of us sitting around at home, and I don't watch any preview shows because I think they're a waste of flesh, much like sideline reporters. But that hour takes forever for kickoff.
It does, because it's like Christmas morning. You're just waiting for all the action to start. That noon slate of games is the best.
Josh, I got Goff and Wilson and also Kupp. Who do I start at quarterback?
Oh, I think I go with Wilson this week.
And SMU or Baylor, better season. Surprised they are this decent. Dude, SMU and Baylor both are. I think SMU will have a better season in terms of wins because they play in an easier conference. But Baylor, Matt Rhule has done a great job fixing that program, and especially considering where they were and what Art Briles did to it and having to pull themselves out of that. He's turned it around quickly. And I know he just got an extension, but that's a guy I hope Baylor can hang on to for a while. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Happy Thursday. No AJ today. He'll be back tomorrow. Come out and see us at the Courtyard by Marriott downtown after the Astros game. I've got a really good gym of the day, but let's squeeze in Lamont real quick. What's up, Lamont?
What's up, hey, man? Fred. Say, man, I'm gonna send you an article on that whole time flies. I know that this is not where you want to go with this, but you were talking about time flies when you get older, and it's actually a scientific research that's been conducted on the whole time flies when you get older, and the theory is that you see more recognizable things as you get older, and the simple way they broke it down was, like, say for instance, if you went to Dallas for the first time, you noticed if you came home, you would always say, "Man, I got home kind of quicker," because you're kind of familiar with that. When you're younger, you got less experiences. Like, so you didn't been to Vegas like a million times. So it's nothing new to you. When you're younger, it's all new to you. And that's the only thing I wanted to say, man. I just thought when you brought it up, I had just read this article about that. That time does fly when you're older because you're more familiar with a lot of your surroundings. And that's all I have, man.
That's interesting and terrifying at the same time. Because I could see why there's some truth to that, but I don't know why it would make it go faster. I guess because, well, it is true. Like when I go to Vegas, we have I plot out everything, right? And just like I did when I went to LA, it's like I know where to go.
Yep.
And it went by fast. It was a fast trip because I was having a blast and got to see people that I hadn't seen in forever. And I can see that. That's very scary. Thank you, Lamont. A couple things, and then we'll do Gym of the Day. But TX Rattler asks, any tournament poker books you would recommend? It depends on what level you're at. Like for beginners, I always tell them I like Phil Hellmuth's Play Poker Like a Pro's book. I think it's a great introductory book. I think Dan Harrington's books are just off the charts. And just if you're looking for somebody to follow on Twitter, follow Jonathan Little. He does a lot, and he has a poker coaching school that you can pay for, but he puts a lot of really good free stuff out there that I still learn from him all the time. So he does tournaments sometimes. He talks about some of the strategies there, and I would highly recommend that. So he says, it's like when you drive somewhere for the first time, it seems longer than the drive back since you've seen the roads before. That is true.
That's very true.
Dude, you guys are hitting me with psychology and whatnot. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, you'll never guess where we're going for this one. Florida.
Uh-huh.
Jacksonville, Florida, to be precise. Have you ever been to Jacksonville?
I have not. I've been to Miami, in Veneno, Miami, but that's about it.
Stopped through.
Okay. Did you go to Wacko's strip club while you were there?
Wasn't on the list.
Okay.
Your loss.
I've never heard of Wacko's or been to Wacko's. Now, I'll tell you what. There are some low-rent strip clubs around Kissimmee and Tampa back way many years ago when I used to go to those places.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Well, now we're talking 80s and early 90s.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I don't know anything about Wacko's in Jacksonville, but I do know that Ava Mooring, who was a stripper there, is in a little bit of trouble. She's been charged with attempted murder because apparently this is what the strippers in Florida do at Wacko's. If you get into a fight with another stripper, you pull a gun and start shooting.
Where do they keep the gun?
Well, I don't know where she was hiding that. Not sure I want to know. But her Facebook bio reads, "The world is yours." She's on jail on a $750,000 bond. And apparently the 18-year-old stripper is having trouble coming up with that kind of cash. The Clay County Sheriff's Office said it responded Thursday to the Academy Sports and Outdoors near Fillmore Street after the fight between the two women resulted in several shots being fired from a 9mm handgun. Mooring was taken into custody Friday at Wacko's Jacksonville, where she was employed as a dancer. Several employees at Wacko's were escorted out in handcuffs by officers out of the club on Emerson Street. Officers at the scene Friday did not provide details about what they were investigating. But she's, obviously she's all business. Don't be trying to take away the 20s from her.
No, I mean, maybe it was like a bachelor party. You can make a lot of money off a bachelor party. Maybe she got a little upset.
Yeah. Regardless, you don't shoot at people. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. That's where you play the song again. There you go.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
281 says, I dated a girl who danced at Wacko's when I used to live in Jacksonville, and that sounds about right. They're crazy.
Oh, man.
I'm okay with crazy.
Yeah.
Just don't shoot me. I've had that happen. I don't shoot at me. I mean, not a fan.
You're going to meet some crazies at a place called Wacko's. I mean, I think you kind of expect that going in. Just saying.
281, take that trash to Dick's Sporting Goods. Academy's a family business.
It's a family place.
Yeah, yeah. Brian asked, last one, Hawks or Rams tonight? I don't have an opinion on tonight's game. I'm sorry. I'd love to, but I can't. I have no thoughts whatsoever.
Yeah. If history tells us anything, it's going to be the Seahawks, but I'm kind of leaning Rams, but I haven't bet it yet. I haven't gone to my bookie. I still got a little bit of time before I got to go do that.
Yeah. I just, and believe me, if I had a lean even, I would let you guys know, but I just have no feel for this game. I ran my numbers. The line's right where it should be. And sometimes that's okay. If the line can be right where it should be, but if you feel there's another edge, mm-hmm. like if you think, oh, wow, the Rams have some cluster injuries here, maybe that shouldn't be it. So, no, I don't have it. And somebody wants to know, is it spelled Wackos or Whack with an H? No, it's no H in there, but well played, sir. Or ma'am. It's tech, so it could be anything. Very well played. Yeah, tell you what, the listeners stepping up today.
Yeah,
appreciate you guys.
We got some smart listeners. They're very clever.
Oh, we got some funny ones, man. Mm-hmm. And, sometimes their barbs are at me. That's okay. I don't mind it. If you make me laugh, you can say whatever you want about me.
Yeah, just be funny.
Yeah, that's it. Very simple. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, you're probably going to have to wait until, well, we got Brad Powers coming up, and then Raphael, and then after that, we're going to let Josh answer your fantasy questions for a segment. Ooh. So we'll do that at 6:30. And don't send them in now because I'll lose them. But if you want fantasy questions, then, we'll do it then. But send them then, not now.
Yep. You can hit me at JoshJordan975 on Twitter, too, if you have any questions and are not able to call.
Yeah, or if you want him to answer them now and you don't want to wait, I'm sure he will. He responds to pretty much every tweet. So, guys, I have to tell you, if you're looking to book a trip anywhere, like you want to go to, I don't know, Saskatchewan. I used besthotelrates.com when we went to Saskatchewan because somebody thought, oh, well, this place won't be full, so let's just go there and jump right in and get a room. No, it was full. So I said, all right, I'm going to get on besthotelrates.com. Got a place across the street and got a great rate on it in no time. How about that? And it doesn't matter where you're going. If you want a road trip somewhere, you want to go to Vegas, you want to go to L.A., you want to go to El Paso, any one of them, go to besthotelrates.com. Over 600,000 hotels are participating, and the name says it all. You're going to get the best rates. Check them out, besthotelrates.com.